Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You look at your child and you know. As a parent, you know whether your child is at a healthy weight or not, but not all parents really, they put themselves into a sort of a denial, and sometimes it takes your pediatrician really telling you that this is the situation, that your child's, you know, weight is just a little bit too high for their age. My guest is the chair of the advisory committee of the American Academy of Pediatrics Institute for Healthy Childhood Weight, Dr. Sandra Hessink. So, Dr. Hessink, pediatricians in the past hesitated to tell parents, yes, your child is overweight, because parents could get pretty defensive when somebody says that, oh, it's just baby fat, oh, you know, but we're kind of done with that line of thinking now, aren't we?
Well, Melanie, yes, and I think my first suggestion to parents is when you go to the pediatrician and the pediatrician is measuring height and weight and plotting the child's body mass index on the chart, this is a time to really take an opportunity to talk about your child's health. This is not a blame time or to feel guilty time. This is a time, just as if with any other health problem, to walk in and see this is an opportunity to act now and to really realize we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic. This is not just you. This is 30% of our children are overweight or have obesity. So this is a time to take stock, to use it as an opportunity to look at healthy lifestyle and the health risks that your child may have and your family history, and to really use it as a chance to say, we have a chance now of really reversing this and working toward good health for our child and our whole family.
So if the parent is, you know, proactive, they ask their pediatrician, or they don't and the pediatrician says, okay, you know, your child's BMI is too high, and so, you know, we're going to have to put this child on some sort of a weight loss plan. What do you think are the first steps parents do if they realize that their child is overweight and somehow they just sort of missed it? It just happened, and all of a sudden, there it is. So what are the first steps? It's hard to lose.
Well, it's hard to lose. So the first step is really, in most children, just stabilizing the weight. Just saying, stay at this weight, let the height catch up if the child is still in the growing phase. So this is not about a weight loss diet. This is about changing your lifestyle as a child and family to get healthy lifelong habits. So one of the first things that we know can have a huge impact on a child's weight is the consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages. And if the parents and the family can look at that one factor as a possible first step, if they're drinking a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages, that may be a great first step to say, can we reduce these? Can we get this down to a very low level? Can we take those empty calories out of our lives and the children's lives? And can we really work to healthier beverages in the home? So that's a good first step if that's happening in your home.
When you say healthier beverages, some parents think, okay, then we can keep, you know, apple juice, cranberry juice, orange juice, you know, and they always assume it's soda pop, which, yes. And even diet soda, Dr. Hessink. The studies are showing more and more that obesity linking with diet soda, because it sort of gives you that impetus to say, well, I can go ahead and eat this.
So when I think about healthy beverages and I talk to parents, what I emphasize, of course, is water consumption and low-fat dairy. And diet beverages, if you have a child, and this happens a lot in our adolescent population, drinking lots of soda, I think of diet beverages as transitional beverages. We may need those for a short time to work our way off soda.
Yeah.
If the child needs that taste and we want to eliminate calories because we're in a health dilemma, then we use them as transitional beverages. But the drive really should be water and low-fat dairy. Juice has a place, but it has a small place, because we can eat our fruit and we can get the vitamins that we need by eating our fruit. And it's much more satisfying and it's much more filling, and it's And so those are the kind of things that the families and I talk about all the time.
Now, what about, so we're, you know, child is working on losing weight and you're taking out the sugary beverages and you don't want it to be negative reinforcement. And children are so sensitive, Dr. Hessink, that, you know, you don't want to say, well, you don't shouldn't be eating that because that's just going to make you fatter. You know, and as women, we have to try not to say in front of our children, oh, geez, I look so fat in this. Because then, of course, our girls hear that. But how do you keep that positive reinforcement while you're trying to really get a child not to eat that junk food and to lose the weight? You have to, you don't want to hurt their feelings. Their feelings are already sensitive enough if they're overweight.
So this is where you really need to look at the family environment. And when I'm in clinic with my patients, I always say to the family, you know, whatever you want the child to do, you do. So you need to really approach this as a family and say the whole family is getting healthy, because after all, that family history and that and the environment are unhealthy for everyone. So you need to get your house healthy. Don't tantalize the child with foods or drinks that the other family members are going to have that child can't have. This should always be done in family as a family group getting healthier. And this removes that sense of unfairness from the child if you're saying, we're going to eat this, but you're not. You all have to make this journey together.
So that important helps, what you're saying.
Yeah, and that helps the child feel they have support, that there's other people in their life interested in health, interested in their health. And believe me, Melanie, children worry about their parents. They worry if their parents aren't healthy. They want their parents to be healthy, too. So the child is reassured by seeing the adults take good care of their health as well.
And children are so, as you say, into that this is unfair thing. So mm-hmm. you do have to do it as together as a family, including physical activity. So getting the kids up off the couch, you can't be a parent that sits there with the remote control in your hand telling your kids to quit playing video games and get up off the couch.
Absolutely not. So when we think back to the time when our children were little and we thought about having a safe house, what was safe for that child, the same things apply to nutrition and activity. What's a healthy house? Healthy nutrition, healthy food in the house, healthy modeling, and opportunities for physical activity as a family and individually, opportunities to get out if you can, and reduction of screen time. And so we need to think of our home environments as what makes them healthy and family modeling as what are healthy behaviors.
Well, sure. And again, competitions, getting everyone in the family a pedometer and saying who gets the most steps this week gets to pick the movie. Or gets to, you know, pick the next activity we do together as a family. And kids, again, love that competition. And so kids run up and down the stairs, I know mine do, just to get more steps than me.
And kids like the participation of the other family members. So when you do this for you may be concerned about one of your children, all your children can do this.
Well,
the children
absolutely.
Can participate.
Now, here's a big question. We don't have very much time, but do you weigh your child if they're trying to lose weight?
We, in clinic, of course, will check the weight. We do not, in general, we do not have the parents weigh the children at home. We more concentrate on the health, keeping track of the healthy behaviors that are happening. If we want the parent to track things, we want them to track what is happening healthy in the house. What are the things that are positive that are going on? And the pediatrician will weigh the child.
Okay, so parents, you heard that. And tracking food is always a good idea, and having the child write stuff down, and that helps too. So in the last 20 seconds, tell people where they can find more information about the Institute.
www.healthychildren.org and also www.aap.org are places parents can find information about healthy children and the AAP Institute for Healthy Childhood Weight.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. We'll be back.